This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Launching into the third hour here, you can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can also jump into our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Super easy to do that. And by the way, thanks to FXOX Grind, who subscribed tonight on our Twitch channel. We haven't talked about the Twitch channel enough recently, so Twitch is our way of you being able to watch the show. I guess the reason we haven't talked about it is because we were in Anarchapulco, or we were at Anarchapulco, and so therefore we did not have any Twitch feed whatsoever during that time frame. But now we're back on Twitch, since we're back in our Keene, New Hampshire studios, and that is your preferred way to watch the video feed. We are still on YouTube, but they have a lower resolution feed that's just not as high quality. So if you want to see the best quality video feed from this studio, you can just go to twitch.lrn.fm, and you can watch us there. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Jay. Vincent.
All right, so Vincent, let's see here. I don't know. Is there more to say about state citizens? Probably.
Yeah, we could go on about it forever.
I'm sure we could. Let's get into Venezuela, because right there, there's a serious problem with their government. It's even worse than many in the world at the moment. The hyperinflation is, of course, devastating the economy in Venezuela. We actually talked with a guy at Anarchapulco who produced a documentary about cryptocurrency being introduced to Venezuelans, and the thousands, apparently, of businesses that are now accepting cryptocurrency for payments there, like Dash or Bitcoin, BTC. So some very, very exciting stuff happening down there in the midst of an absolute living hell. Vincent, where's this story from, and what is it?
So the story is from a site that I've only just heard of. It's called In These Times, and doing a cursory look, it's a, as to what some people might say, like a classical liberal or true progressive type slant, where it's not, they don't...
Classical liberals generally libertarian.
Well, yeah, okay, I get, okay, so classically progressive, or progressive. So, like, they would praise AOC and you know, her ilk, and criticize the, I guess, like, the establishment Democrats, like Rahm Emanuel here and such. So, it's, yeah, it's not, you know, it's its own thing, which I respect.
Okay, let's
and hear it. It's titled, published today, and it's titled, U.S. Invasion of Venezuela Would Be a Nightmare for Its People.
Sure would.
Under the pretext of delivering...
An even worse nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
It's already a nightmare just living down there for a lot of them. They can't even get food in a lot of cases.
And then add that on top, bombings, you know, shootings, right. Gas, you know, occupation. Under the pretext of delivering aid, Trump is threatening to unleash military violence. And this is written by a fellow named Michael Fox. On Monday, Trump issued an ultimatum to Venezuela's troops. Either defect and back Juan Guaido, the United States' man in Venezuela, or suffer. If you choose this path, you will find no safe harbor, no easy exit, and no way out. You will lose everything, he said during a speech while he was visiting with a Venezuelan community in Miami. It's the latest in a slow-moving U.S. effort to topple Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro that has seen the United States and back National Assembly President Juan Guaido in his grab for the presidency and impose a second round of devastating sanctions on Venezuela, blocking it from crucial oil revenue from sales in the United States.
They even locked down bank accounts. So if there were bank accounts in the United States for the state of Venezuela, because, again, they do have oil businesses here, they locked those down, and then they actually transferred them to Juan Guaido.
So, you know, the U.S. government isn't just satisfied with wealth distribution within its borders. Now it's doing some international wealth redistribution.
Right.
The latest phase of a coup centers on tons of humanitarian aid that the United States is trying to force into the country. Over the weekend, U.S. military C-17 cargo planes landed in Colombia carrying aid for Venezuela. It's the second attempt by the United States to carry aid into the country, a move the U.N. has warned against, and which Venezuela sees as laying the groundwork for a U.S. military deployment. Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro, who is wary of the true U.S. intentions, has refused to allow assistance across the border. Juan Guaido said the aid will enter Venezuela on February 23rd and has called on Venezuelans to mobilize across the country and form aid caravans and a quote humanitarian avalanche at the border. Very interesting choice of language there. This is a setting the scene for conflict, and that is exactly what the United States and Guaido are looking for. Any actions by the Venezuelan military to condone or instigate violence against peaceful civilians at the Colombian and Brazilian borders will not be forgotten. Leaders still have time to make the right choice.
Who said that?
White House National Secretary Advisor John Bolton. Okay. He didn't say it, Ian. He tweeted it on Tuesday night. And yeah, John Bolton is a gigantic war hawk. He's, anytime there's any sort of foreign intervention talk, he's around. Anytime Fox News wants to bring him out. And yeah, I mean, as soon as he entered Trump's cabinet, that's when Trump launched a missile strike against Syria.
There's another classical scumbag that's involved with this Venezuela thingy. His name is Elliot Abrams.
Yeah, right? The Iran-Contra affair. Yeah, yeah. Mm.
And RT did a really good thing about him. I actually stream RT when I'm like working in my shop a lot. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy their perspective on America and their politics.
But you mean the Kremlin propaganda?
Yes. So this guy's a U.S. diplomat, and he was convicted on Iran-Contra stuff. He was also
pardoned too. Like he was convicted for lying and was pardoned.
Right, and he was basically responsible. There was there's a Muslim Democrat congresswoman. She always wears the hijab thing, and
yep.
RT had a thing where she's just grilling him about the 70,000 people. It was in El Salvador. 70,000 El Salvadorians in like the 80s during the Reagan administration were killed. And she did a really good job tearing his dude apart in this congressional thing. And he literally was like, "No, I can't really answer that." And, she's like, "Yes or no." And, but basically she's like, the conclusion she put together was that all the same stuff they're saying right now about Venezuela was the same exact pretext that they use with this same thug, Elliot Abrams, to go into El Salvador. It was all done on, healthcare stuff and medicine and
humanitarian supplies.
Yeah, humanitarian supplies. But it was all humanitarian supplies you're supposed to be sending in, but they were sending guns to the, the rebels or whoever, and munitions and like
aspirin, Band-Aids, Uzi, magazine.
Exactly. And these guys got like busted, and it was like CIA planes were flying it in. And this
and
guy,
you're saying the same dudes involved in the Venezuela thing?
Oh, this woman on RT, she's a, I forget her name. I should just Google it. But she's a Muslim or Islam. She wears the headdress thing. And she was grilling them. I mean, she's awesome.
I forget her name. Ilhan.
Yes.
She's the new Somali.
From Michigan, right?
Michigan. She got in trouble for criticizing AIPAC and, Trump, which, Trump is calling for her to step, not only to step down from the Foreign Affairs Committee, but also to resign from Congress in total.
And she's like the only one really asking hard questions.
Wow.
But she put, and none of this is said on any American media,
only RT has
a story. And RT is getting harassed now by the United States government that they got to register as a foreign agent and all this stuff,
right.
I've been hearing.
Yeah, they had to. That was last year.
Okay.
I wonder if a BBC would be forced to do the same thing.
Good question.
Oh, nice. Yeah. But, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but Elliot Abrams, I mean, this guy is like, just Google him in El Salvador and Iran-Contra. Everything this dude's been involved in, he's like literally Hitler in, when it comes to the amount of bodies that start stacking up. This guy's an evil, evil goon. And then there was an ambush report outside, an RT guy You know, outside the parking lot. I mean, when I saw it, it was like Ian Freeman asking the, meter maid questions here in Keene while Robin Hooding, and this dude just walking with raw footage, and he's like, yeah, you know, you, all these people died. How do you feel about that? And is this what you're going to do to Venezuela now? And, you know, he wouldn't say anything, of course.
We got more coming up here. You've got more to this story about what's going on in Venezuela, and apparently it's got some echoes of the past involved here. If it worked before, they'll try it again. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. FreeEscapeBook.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, and take control of the airwaves. You're talking about the latest out of Venezuela. What will happen if the U.S. government gets involved with the military? Vincent's got the story about that. Ian Jay and Vincent here in the studio. Our toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves, if you want, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. AnyPay is now available as a payment method online. We've talked about how AnyPay is primarily focused on local merchants accepting cryptocurrency, but they've now broken into the online world as well with eGifter.com. So if you've been looking for a way to spend your cryptocurrency, specifically Dash in this case, on gift cards, you can now do it through eGifter. eGifter.com, go there, buy whatever gift card you want, put in your shopping cart, check out with Dash, and it'll be AnyPay's system that you used.
I actually did it 2 weeks ago.
How was it?
Oh, it was actually really quick.
What gift card?
Home Depot gift card.
Sweet.
And I literally forgot my money, and I was out plowing, and I needed to get some salt for a customer at Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I got no money. And then, because Derek J, he's like, sent me a text message. He's like, hey, you know, try this out.
Try it out.
And so I just did a $50 gift card. And I did it, and then I went and did more drive, more plowing, more mm-hmm. shoveling, and then like an hour later, I looked tonight, and I had gotten an email, and in a gift card, you just show them it's like a QR code, and they scan
so
it.
You don't actually have to get a plastic card in the mail.
No, no,
it comes an email, so it's almost instant then, like very
it was.
Fast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, that is so cool.
Now, I don't know if they all do that, but Home Depot does that anyway.
Right.
You know, I don't know if you're going to get that.
That makes sense.
For like, yeah, you know, yeah. Joe's whatever. But
so then Home Depot scans the QR code?
Yeah, you just bring it up in the email, and it's mm-hmm. and it's
on your
a,
phone.
It was a barcode, I think, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
And it and I spent like $47. There's like $3 left on it or something.
Sweet,
$2, yeah.
So it worked out, and he paid Dash.
Yeah, I used Dash. Yeah.
Awesome, and it's fast because AnyPay is amazing, and they're super efficient.
And Dash transactions, just everyone I've ever done has just been like bam right there. There's just no waiting around for it.
Get over to AnyPay.global, by the way, is where you can learn more about AnyPay. But I just wanted to let you know about the eGifter thing because I think it's pretty cool. Normally, AnyPay is all about helping merchants accept cryptocurrency, and that's what they do. So if you are a merchant and you want to accept crypto, then get over to AnyPay.global. Get signed up there and get started. You can accept Bitcoin, BTC, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Zcash, and others over at AnyPay.global. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we have David on the line in New Mexico, and then more on the way about Venezuela. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, hijab, as opposed to hibab.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't know if there was a different one called a hibab. I had no idea.
Well, I call it a head job, because that's who wears it. It's a head job. And,
your opinion? Go ahead with your thoughts.
My dad calls it a burqa beekeeper suits.
Now, those are different, by the way, the hijab versus the burqa. Burqa covers the entire face with the exception, or not, I think it even covers the eyes, if I'm...
it's like it has like a screen.
Yeah, it's a screen. Right. Anyway, go ahead, David, what are you calling about?
Well, that is what I'm calling about, because and the next thing is Minnesota as opposed to Michigan. Remember, we had this conversation the other night. The neighborhood they sent 80,000 Somalis to is where I grew up. In Minnesota, and that's where I believe it is Ilhan Omar is coming from.
I thought she came from Dearborn, Michigan. That's not the case. I don't pay any attention to these people.
There's probably a lot of Somalis there, too, so it's easy for one to get confused.
Yeah, Dearborn, I believe, is more Arab, whereas Somalis are African Muslims. You were talking about the Ilhan Omar and Elliot Abrams, and I think what was going on there. First of all, I heard a segment of it. I didn't see the visual. I heard a few seconds of it, and the few seconds of it that I heard, I thought that Abrams was more in the right than the Omar. But like I said, it was out of context. I didn't hear the full thing. But she was attacking him, and there's a greater point here, but I'm starting with the smaller point. So the smaller point is that she was attacking him and not giving him a chance to comment or to reply to what she was attacking him with, and that's the smaller point. The larger issue is what I see going on when we have Ms. Omar in our government attacking someone else in our government, Omar being a Muslim and Elliot Abrams being a Jew. What I see is that the Muslims and the Jews are using our government and our country as a forum, a venue, a resource provider to fight out their tens of thousands of years old, and, well, I guess not thousands, if you want to start talk about Islam starting in the year, whatever it was, 600, 700, whatever it was, 7th century. So 7th century to now, a little over a thousand-year fight. That's what I see going on is you have a Muslim and a Jew fighting instead of fighting back where they originated, but using our country, our government, our money to carry on their fight. And which it goes to another greater issue is that there is a plethora of those types of people using our government, our country, to fight that age-old fight that started out in the Middle East, and they're using our resources to continue it. So what do you think about that?
Well, that's the government for you. I mean, they steal your money, and then they do things with it you don't like. Thanks for the call tonight. More coming up here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we were talking about Venezuela, and Vincent, you had a story from, where was it again?
In these times.
In these times.
And so this next paragraph, it's about using humanitarian aid as a weapon. Both the United Nations and the Red Cross warned the United States against using aid deliveries to Venezuela as a political tool. And you know, I'm just going to add this one thing here in this person's article. It's making like sort of like the UN looking like the good guys. Mm. But in my view, the UN is just like, it sort of acts as a foil. Because, you know, obviously the UN has all sorts of terrible, corrupt schemes going on that, you know, that makes the UN like partners in crime or something. But yeah, in this case, that's just my opinion. The UN is not the good guy.
No, I mean, look at all the cases where the UN peacekeepers have raped children.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
The blue helmets.
Yep.
And not that I'm saying the UN should do anything, even if, say, they were in the right on this. I'm just pointing out. Yeah, I just felt the need to point that out.
Thank you for that.
Humanitarian action needs to be independent of political, military, or other objectives, UN spokesperson Stéphane Dujarry.
That would be what true humanitarians do. This is a government agency, and, of course, they are not humanitarian. Everything they do is political. So, I mean, their critiques are absolutely spot on here of the U.S. government.
Venezuela does accept international support. The Red Cross doubled its budget for Venezuela in recent weeks to 18 million Swiss francs.
Yeah, but the problem is when they say Venezuela, what they mean is the Venezuelan government. So, yeah, of course the government's going to accept any kind of support and keep it for the government. They're not going to actually give it to the people.
Or in Maduro's case, probably keep it for the military just
That's
to keep
I mean.
Her loyalty. Yeah.
Yeah, keep it for their agents. There's more on the way here. You've got that story. We'll continue here. Also, another headline out of Venezuela from today. It's CNN. Venezuela closes key maritime air borders with neighbors amid growing aid crisis. They're trying to lock down the borders even further during all of this. There's more coming up here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, it's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Chicago are now calling actor Jesse Smollett a suspect in connection with his claims that he was attacked 3 weeks ago. WBBM reporter Bob Roberts.
Police have grown increasingly skeptical about the Empire Star's accusation that two men taunted him with homophobic slurs, put a noose around his neck, beat him, and doused him with bleach. Now the Chicago Police Department is tweeting that detectives have gone before a grand jury with the intent of seeking a felony charge of filing a false report, which could send him to prison for up to 3 years if convicted.
The two men who were arrested in the case told investigators they were paid by Smollett to stage the assault. President Trump was asked if he had any problems should Special Counsel Robert Mueller issue his report on the Russia probe next week while he's out of town meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
I guess from what I understand, that will be totally up to the Attorney General.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. Dial on in here, toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on our call on air call-in lines are available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Jay. Vincent.
Also, want to make sure you know about ForkFest. It's coming soon. About four months away now. From ForkFest 2019, it is ForkFest.party is an unofficial website where you can go there. Everything with ForkFest is unofficial because, well, no one's in charge, which means that everybody is in charge of themselves. You get to decide what you create at ForkFest. Last year, Jay Noon, you did your wedding at ForkFest.
That's right, and this year I'm doing Man Camp.
Man Camp.
I'm bringing up the Forge. The anvil, and I want kids to create some metal, and I'm also going to do a group effort on building some kind of iron art, metal art thing.
Oh, cool.
For Free Ross, and
oh,
I want to have
neat.
People like either like make something, like I want everybody to make a little piece of this Free Ross art. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do yet. I'm looking
sure.
for ideas. I want help with it. Because at the end of ForkFest, we're doing an auction for the Free Ross benefit. I want to auction
okay.
this off.
Right
and so, yeah, I'm geared up. I did a whole a couple hours on Ernie Hancock's show about this a few weeks ago.
Declare Your Independence.
Declare Your Independence on the morning on LRN. And, yeah, this is, I'm really excited about ForkFest this year. We're going to put some serious effort into it, and I want to teach some skills to some people.
It's going to be June 13th through the 18th, so prepare yourself now. If you're planning on attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival, that starts immediately after. So on the last day of ForkFest is the first day of ForkFest. So if you want to make it in an entire 10 or 11-day camping excursion, you can totally do that. And you'll be able to compare kind of the differences between a centrally organized event like ForkFest and a completely decentralized event like ForkFest. Now, of course, ForkFest has a decade plus on ForkFest. I think ForkFest is in year number 15 this year, and ForkFest is in year number 3.
And they're both a lot of fun.
Yes.
They really are.
They're totally different events, but yet they happen at the same campground, Rogers Campground. Absolutely beautiful location. And because ForkFest is decentralized, there's no central, you know, central committee or board of directors that's in charge of it. That means there's no ticket. So you just show up at the campground and get your campsite. And then hang out with other liberty-minded folks, whether they be voluntarists or libertarians or anarchists. Hang out in camp and, you know, just chill out or create something like Jay's going to do. Maybe you want to put on a musical performance. Maybe you want to throw a party. Maybe you want to do something completely different. It's up to you. Go to forkfest.party. You can learn the basics about the event there. And there's a forum link, and there's a chat room for a Telegram as well. I know last year there were two different competing calendars of events for ForkFest, so I don't know how many calendars we're going to have this year or what events are going to be on it, but now's the time when people are going to start to think about that stuff. So check it out at forkfest.party. Now, Vincent, in Venezuela, it is a pretty tough time. I imagine that not many people can even afford to throw a party in Venezuela because the money there continues to devalue at an incredible clip with hyperinflation. And at the same time, the governments of the world, specifically the United States, are playing politics with the aid situation there. They're sending aid into Colombia. And basically with political strings attached to it, right?
Oh, it goes on here. There might be even more strings attached to it. We have here, I'll just continue. Maduro announced that 300 tons of medicine and other aid would arrive from Russia on Wednesday, although this has been barely mentioned in the U.S. media. Hmm. And I'll add to that, yeah, when like doing research for this topic, it's just all pro-Guaido, all pro, you know, and the language they use, too, like, you know, regime when it talks about Maduro, which it is.
Right,
but, you know,
for sure.
That's to imply that Guaido, if he gets into power,
he won't have a regime.
A regime, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. So as Adam Johnson pointed out earlier this month for fairness, accuracy, and reporting, the U.S. aid is nothing more than a PR stunt. If the United States wanted to send aid to Venezuela, it'd be doing it through the Red Cross and other organizations that are already working in the country with the consent of the Maduro government. Instead, it is looking to create conflict. Quote, the cost of his blockade is over $30 billion, Venezuelan Foreign Minister Jorge Ariza told reporters at the United Nations, referring to the cost of the U.S. sanctions. And we're sending this so-called humanitarian aid for $20 million. So what is this? I'm choking you, I'm killing you, and then I'm giving you a cookie? His words, that's a quote. The aid is actually not very large, and I don't know if it was translated or not, universe different thing, but the aid is actually not very large. Trump said it will help the, quote, millions and millions in need, but according to a U.S. aid press release, the figure is in the thousands. A team from the New York Times visited the warehouse in Calcutta and estimated that it could maybe feed 100,000 people for one day.
Mm.
In the 1980s, the United States used aid shipments to shuttle weapons into the hands of Contras, who were trying to overthrow the Nicaraguan government. The man responsible for those shipments was
Abrams.
Elliot Abrams, mm-hmm. Trump's new special representative for Venezuela.
What's new again? Or what's old again is new?
Same guy
from the 80s.
It's amazing how history just repeats itself decade after decade.
And that no one was smart enough to choose someone else or to tell Trump, like, yeah, you know, this guy kind of has a lot of baggage.
Yeah.
And so this next part actually talks about you, so you alluded to it with a different piece via the border situation. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, most people are talking about the U.S. border situation. In this case, it's a Venezuelan-Colombian border situation. It's called Showdown at the Border. Now, British billionaire Richard Branson is weighing in. He is planning to hold a Live Aid-inspired concert on Friday in Calcutta along the Venezuelan-Colombian border, the day before Guaido's deadline. He says his goal is to raise more money for aid and to get shipments across. He admitted that the show came at the request of Guaido and opposition leader Leopoldo Lopez. But Maduro says the United States is using the supposed humanitarian crisis as a pretext for military invasion. This comes several weeks after Bolton appeared at a White House press briefing with a yellow clipboard on which the words, 5,000 troops to Colombia, were written. Colombian President Iván Duque was in Washington last week to discuss the Venezuelan situation with Donald Trump. He has called for Maduro to step down and has recognized Guaido as interim president, though he has been tight-lipped about the question of whether he would allow U.S. troops into the country from which to launch a potential invasion of Venezuela.
Yeah, I mean, I sure hope not, man, because Trump has done some good things for peace. Obviously, he still dropped bombs on innocent people in parts of the Middle East, and that's not good. But he has worked on brokering peace with Kim Jong-un, and that was pretty historic. And they are expected to have another meeting, I think, relatively soon, if I recall correctly.
Well, what I think this is, and this is just me guessing, I think it's because of all this, I don't want to blame anyone else for what the Trump administration is doing, but I think this is this whole thing, the intervention, let's say for his intervention, it would be to boost his poll ratings just because of the constant, you know, the whole Russia thing, the constant controversies, all the stuff that he isn't doing, right, that the media is accusing him, plus all the bad stuff that he actually is doing. It's, you know, alienating a lot of his core support. But so what's, you know, what's the best thing to do if you're losing support and an election is coming up? You start a war. Mm-hmm. Because usually, I believe historically, if a war is going well, then the sitting president is reelected. And so what Bill Clinton did in the 90s when he was having all these scandals, he ordered a missile strike at some, you know, like some aspirin.
Against Bosnia, I thought?
He did do that. Yeah, he ordered, no, it wasn't just a missile strike. It was a total bombing campaign and destroyed the country. He ordered a missile strike that destroyed an aspirin factory somewhere in Africa, claiming that it was creating weapons. Mm. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to, this is all just like playing, it's sort of like, you know, you have like it's like a risk board in Washington, right? All these like, you know, these playing politics and stuff for, you know, Trump's own personal gain or the party's gain, the state's gain, whatever, at the expense of another country and millions of people. That's what I think it is.
Is there more to the story?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What I could say is that we are working actively, decidedly, for the liberation of the Venezuelan people, Duque told Bricio Sergovia, a journalist with the U.S. government. The U.S. government news service, Voice of America.
That's what it is.
So it's propaganda.
That's what that is. Yeah, that's what Voice of America is.
Absolutely. You know, it's no different than the BBC or RT. You know,
correct.
Except it's their propaganda.
That's
so
right.
It's okay.
No, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian,
Jay, and Vincent.
We're talking about foreign issues, specifically Venezuela, where the U.S. government is waving around a bunch of aid for the purposes of getting its way when it comes to the political, I don't know if stalemate is the right term, conflict, the ongoing conflict that's happening in Venezuela between two different men who are claiming to be the president of the country. One, Nicolas Maduro, who was the president. He's claiming he's now in a second term. And then Juan Guaido, who is the opposition, claiming he is now the president. And different country governments of the world have been lining up on and taking one side or the other. So Russia, for instance, Cuba, they are on the side of Maduro. The United States and many Latin American countries are on the side of Guaido. So now you've the U.S. government claiming we want to give aid to people. We're just humanitarians.
The U.S. government wanting to give aid to Venezuela, all I can think of is like the Hell's Angels bikers. You know, once a year they do Toys for Tots. So we got, you know, toys in one saddlebag for the kids that we're going to drop off, but we got heroin and meth in the other saddlebag of our Harley Davidson. And, you know, but we do take and, you know, lighten up the heroin and meth trading a little bit and send some of our boys out there to, you know, go make some, you know, noise about Toys for Tots.
Is it the Hell's Angels who are behind Toys for Tots?
They do a thing in California. It's real big, and like the Hell's Angels and the State Trooper or the California Highway Patrol.
No way. They team up.
They like, and like they donate. They bring all the toys. This was like something I had seen something on TV years ago. Like
when
we're like 20 some odd years ago, this was a thing, and I'm like. And I think it was my uncle. My uncle's like, you know, those guys run like tons of heroin and cocaine. That's like their deal, right? And
yeah,
I didn't really understand much about it, but maybe I was a teenager.
So bringing joy to adults and children alike,
I guess.
Wow. All right, Vincent, was there more to the story you thought was worth sharing?
Yep, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Here, this, I'll just continue. Here's the lead in of itself. Last week, Cuba accused the United States of sending special forces Puerto Rico and All right, I guess sending special forces to Puerto Rico and other Caribbean islands with a goal of toppling President Nicolas Maduro. U.S. media have been helping to build the case for invasion by repeating the U.S. government line on Venezuela and failing to point out the complexities of a crisis. Bloomberg went so far as to propose that perhaps there are positive invasions after all. It published, right? You know, they used to call it, like, I don't know if they use invasion, but, you know, there's intervention. So I wonder if they actually use the term invasion.
Yeah, tell that to the people who get killed in the crossfire during all these invasions.
Tell that to the 75 folks from El Salvador who were literally slaughtered under the this Elliot Abrams guy, you know, 30 years ago doing this same shenanigans.
Well, if they even have the headline here, it published an article on Saturday titled, quote, "In Venezuela's Backyard, Here's a U.S. Invasion That Ended Well," which tried to paint the 1989 U.S. invasion of Panama as an example where the U.S. military intervention has gone right. Mm. The article left out the death and destruction. The estimated 3,500 killed. The estimated 3,500 killed. The Panama City neighborhood El Chirilo was so wiped out that ambulance drivers called it Little Hiroshima.
Wow.
A truth commission had to be set up to investigate the facts. Trump's rhetoric on Venezuela seems to point toward justifying military action by the United States or its proxies. "We want to restore Venezuelan democracy," Trump told Venezuelans in Miami. "The twilight hour of socialism has arrived in Venezuela, and frankly, many places around the world."
Hold on. The other guy's a socialist, too.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, like the United States is a socialist country.
Well, no, but Juan Guaido's like a socialist.
Oh, yeah.
He's just not Maduro. That's all.
Yeah, and he's just America's socialist puppet, and he gets installed, and then he's like, "Well, we don't need you anymore, America." And it's going to be like Syria.
No, he's going to be owned. He's going to be owned
maybe for a little while.
It's not like, you know, the U.S. owned the Philippines or the.
Didn't they own Saddam Hussein at one time?
Yep,
that's
didn't
true.
They own,
and then they turned
Gaddafi
it off
at one time. Didn't they own?
Good point.
Bin Laden at one time. I mean,
oh yeah. Yeah, so that's what I suspect he's going to be. And some members of the Venezuelan government have even suggested that also, that he's an agent of
the CIA.
CIA, State Department, basically U.S. shenanigans.
Strong argument for that, yeah.
Final paragraph, "Any resolution to the crisis by force will not end well. If the United States goes down this path, it will mean devastation for Venezuela and its citizens. Violent intervention could easily unleash a bloody civil war that would have repercussions across the region. Ironically, the louder Trump barks, the less support the United States is going to have in Venezuela for any action."
Is it any coincidence that Venezuela is yet another oil country? I mean, it seems like that's where the U.S. government, over decades, has focused its military involvement.
The talking heads on RT have definitely been talking about that China is heavily invested in Venezuela. And, you know, China is working on these deals to trade with Venezuela in oil and put their oil on the Shanghai Energy Exchange, which is like you're not buying it in dollars in the Shanghai Energy Exchange. It's in the yuan. Yeah. This started like a year ago maybe 8 months ago. The Shanghai Energy Exchange, they
moved from the dollar.
Well, the energy exchange was created specifically to trade oil in the yuan and not the dollar. And then, you know, then I see things where they're talking about using cryptocurrency and Bitcoin.
Yeah, I have here. This is from September 7th, 2017. Venezuela's Maduro says we'll shun U.S. dollar in favor of the yuan.
It's a good way to get bombed.
What was it? Saddam, he wanted to move away from the dollar. Gaddafi wanted to move away from the dollar. Are you sensing a pattern here?
There's definitely a pattern there. Let's go to Rich Uncle Pennybags on our Discord call-in lines. Go ahead, Rich Uncle Pennybags. You're on Free Talk Live.
I was going to ask what you thought of Bill Weld running as the Republican.
Really? Well, I mean, what do you think?
He's just more of the same crap.
Yeah, I mean, for listeners that don't know, Bill Weld is the former libertarian, and I'm going to put quotes around that, candidate. Yeah, candidate for vice president, and he used to be a Republican. He was the Republican governor of Massachusetts, so he's just rejoined the party that he was part of before. I mean, are people surprised by this?
A lot of people are, because Bill Weld made it very clear to, you know, a lot of people, including me in person that he would never leave the Libertarian Party.
He's a politician.
And this is where he's gonna
stay. Now, wait a minute. Has he left the Libertarian Party or has he just rejoined the Republicans? Because I can still be in the Libertarian Party and also be in the other party.
He's going to try and primary against Trump, so I don't know what that entails. Like,
I think I know what's going on here.
What?
He's going to attempt to primary Donald Trump, knowing full well he's never going to go anywhere.
Right.
And then he's going to take his tiny base from the Republican Party and try to bring them back
to the Libertarians. Yeah, of course. I mean, it's predictable. This guy's all about Weld. He's a politician, so he lied to you. Although I bet you,
like a fish.
Well, that's what they say. I'll bet you, if you confronted him again about this, if you encounter him again, you said, "Bill, you told me that you weren't going to leave the Libertarians." He'd be like, "Oh, I never left the Libertarian Party. I just joined the Republicans." So he didn't lie. He'll claim he didn't lie. He just, because again, I haven't left the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, but I've joined the Republicans. So I'm still a life member of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, but I'm not a registered Libertarian anymore because you can't be in New Hampshire. The Libertarian Party's lost its ballot access. So I joined the Republican Party.
A tiny, tiny part of me is really, really holding on to the hope that maybe he stays out and then Vora or Kokesh have a chance.
Who?
Vora? Supreme.
Oh, Vora. Arvin Vora. Yeah, I would love to see Vermin Supreme and John McAfee get the nomination. Yeah,
Vermin is
Vermin Supreme.
Yeah, he's running as libertarian. That's what he told me at Liberty Forum because I'm helping him out with bringing a pony with assault rifles on him.
Well, Vermin's done the same thing. He's ran as a Democrat and then also ran as a libertarian in the same year. The libertarians don't pick their nominee until the summertime. So if the Libertarians wanted to avoid this, they could choose their nominee in, you know, January, and then Weld wouldn't be able to do that.
I hope Weld gets a Libertarian nomination just because I want to see the drama. I want to see, like, people at each other's throats. I want to see that god-awful organization calling itself a Libertarian Party collapse so something new and, I don't know, actually Libertarian could take its place.
Yeah,
that's why I'm running for LNC chair.
Oh, good Lord.
Wonderful.
You poor bastard.
Wonderful. This is great news, Ian. This is great news. That's right. They need change, right? And I 100% already
care what
I already endorse you, Rich Uncle Pennybags.
I don't care what happens
it's
to
Stephen
the
Stephen Vincent.
Yeah.
Okay, Stephen.
I don't care what happens to the Libertarian Party, but if they actually nominate a decent candidate, I'll vote for him. Like if they actually
or hurry in your don't use gendered language or them.
If Kokesh gets the nomination, I'd vote for Kokesh for sure. But if it's Weld, I'm probably going to vote for Trump.
because
he's entertaining.
Sounds good. Thanks,
hey,
guys.
Thanks for the call, Rich Uncle Pennybags. Appreciate it. Hey, we're done for tonight. Ian Jay and Vincent here. And check out Vincent on his show, Questioning Authority, at Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Time on LRN.FM. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. If you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.